All right, we're going to get our media availability started here at Iowa Speedway after today's Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. We are joined by representatives of our race-winning team, which was the number 12 Team Penske Ford. We have Jonathan Hassler, crew chief, and then we also have Michael Nelson, who is the president of NASCAR operations for Team Penske. We will go straight to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic. We'll start with Bob and then go over to Kelly.
Bob Parker's Fox Sports. Jonathan, just how big was it to get over? I mean, a win's big any time, but was it important at all to get it somewhat soon after Gateway?
Yeah, it's nice to get the win. You know, I've had flashbacks, honestly, to 2022 here over the last couple of weeks, just looking at our situation, knowing that we're, towards the cut on points, and it puts us in a really tough spot, obviously, where you got to, you know, make decisions in some of these strategy races where, you know, do you want to give up points to, give up points to put yourself in a position to win or not? So we definitely, getting a win kind of makes that a lot easier.
We'll go to Kelly and then Jordan.
Jonathan, first off, is it surprising that it's taken until June 16th to get the win out of the way?
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, not what we wanted. Obviously, you want to, you know, win every week. But, you know, we just continue to focus on just, regardless of what happens, make sure we try to learn from it and be better the next week. And I think with that mentality, we just, you know, continue to put ourselves in position.
After the checkered flag, I don't know who said it. It might have been you, but on the radio about you guys had talked about we want to be a team of the summer. Can you just explain what that conversation was or what that means for this team?
Yeah, I think if you look back to last year, you know, we won the Coke 600, had a decent run at Gateway, and then I think we had, you know, a month and a half of kind of struggling to find our way, and, you know, it wasn't until early in the, you know, middle of the first round of playoffs, somewhere in there, we really got things rolling again, and we wanted to be better earlier in the year, and you know, we wanted to improve our road course program. I think you look last week at Sonoma, we've done that. That's a big part of the summer. So yeah, I'm excited with where we're at.
We'll go to Jordan, then Jeff.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. This question's for both of you. With, you know, a handful of laps to go, you guys, it seems like victory's in hand. Considering recent events, though, where you're kind of in the back of your head, like, what's going to go wrong here? Is the track going to swallow us up or something?
Yeah, I told somebody in Victory Lane that was the most nervous I'd been with 35 laps to go in a long time, and we've been racing for a long time, too. So, yeah, definitely counted down each lap on the way down to the end.
Yeah, for me, you know, definitely nervous, you know, to go out there on two tires and really not have a lot of guys that are on two tires. You know, at some point that those guys are probably going to be a little bit better than you are. So I was just, you know, hoping that it was really late in the run. So yeah, very, very nervous.
And is Ryan, I was talking to somebody after the race, and they mentioned to me that they feel like Ryan is different after the championship run, a little bit more patient, handles things kind of a little bit more in stride than maybe he would have before. I'm just curious, is that accurate, you guys, from your perspective?
Yeah, I think that's entirely accurate. I think if you look, you know, last round of the playoffs last year, getting a win at Martinsville. And I think it all started back really at the Coke 600. I think we had a lot of trouble in 2022 finishing out races. And, you know, for him to go and you know, excel through the whole 600-mile race, you know, proved to him what he was capable of. And then his confidence level just in the last round of the playoffs last year, you know, went through the roof. And I think it's continued into the year.
No, I mean, I agree with Jonathan. You know, he's been confident this year, and, you know, you look at how many laps he led tonight, that's a big deal for him as well. And so he's ready. We just got to put him in the right spot.
And well, last one for me really quick. You guys came on the radio, I don't know, like 10 laps ago, maybe 5 laps ago, and I hear you say you guys are good, you're good on fuel. Is that as much for you and the team, or is Ryan there?
Yeah, just, you know, want to make sure that he knows the whole situation. You know, sometimes I forget that he doesn't know what I know, so just try to communicate as much as I can so he knows what's going on.
I'm going to go to Jeff, Phillip, and then Jerry.
So how did you know that two tires was going to work out there? And I haven't gone back and added up what your last pit stop was, but that, I assume, easily over 100 laps on those. So why did you think that would work?
Yeah, just, you know, watching the tire wear all through the event, the left side tires really weren't wearing a whole lot. So, I certainly felt like we weren't in jeopardy of failing a tire by doing two. I definitely know that maybe we left a little bit of speed on the table, but you know, I was confident that we'd be able to get the lead, and that obviously outweighed in terms of speed.
Do you happen to know how many laps there were on those tires by the end?
I think, I don't know, 120, 130.
Okay. And then the other thing is, so, I mean, regardless of the results, speed-wise, you're probably a top two car at both Gateway and here, right? So, like, I know it's, you know, it's different than Phoenix, but these are two kind of Phoenix-ish type tracks in a way. Like, how do you feel about that, you know, the way you guys are set up for that if it comes to it in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we've continued to make gains with, you know, this package, this short track aero package, all throughout the year. And obviously, you know, that's what we're going to race at Phoenix. So excited with where we're at. We obviously can't, you know, rest on it. Loudon will be another good opportunity for us to continue to improve, and we'll try to make sure we're continuing to get better.
Jonathan, Philip Jones from the Des Moines Register. You know, following up on what Jeff asked, were you surprised that two tires lasted on the final pit stop?
I was certainly a little bit, you know, concerned that there weren't more cars that took two. You know, I expected probably a handful more cars to do the same thing. And, you know, when you have four tires so close behind you at some point, like I said before, that those four tires are going to have a little bit more grip than your two. But I wasn't surprised that it held on as long as it did, no.
And then, you know, we just got through the first cup race here at Iowa. What can NASCAR do, if anything, to improve the racing here?
Yeah, honestly, I think they did a great job. I think the track was, you know, had a couple of different grooves. And, no, I think they did a wonderful job and put on a pretty good race.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net. Along those lines, obviously, when they came in and they put the new pavement in turns, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, how hard is that for you from a crew chief's perspective to set up a car? Is there any difference, you know, in grip level and things of that nature? And would you like to see the whole thing redone when we come back?
Yeah, I think the partial repave, you know, maybe isn't ideal, but it certainly gives it, you know, some character, which you know, we need. We don't need all the tracks to be the same. Like I said, it still, you know, was able to have two grooves. Sure, it presents some setup challenges, but at the end of the day, like I said, it put on a good race.
Go to Mitchell.
Mitchell Kaminsky, ABC 17 News. Now that you guys have completed your first Cup Series weekend at Iowa, what were your overall impressions, and would you guys like to continue to come back?
Yeah, for sure. It's we'd like to race here next week after tonight. But, no, it's really nice. We like coming here. And, you know, I remember when this track was built quite a few years ago, and it's nice to have a cup race here and enjoyed being in victory lane for the first, and look forward to many more here, hopefully.
Anything additional for our race winners? Go right back here in the back.
Kirk Elliott from Racing Voice, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Jonathan, you think, I mean, we've gained a lot in the short track package. What are some of the areas to make it even better? Is it tires? What is it that you can even build upon the improvements that have already been made for the short tracks?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I certainly think we can continue to work on in the tire area. I think we saw with what we did at North Wilkesboro, there's certainly, you know, some opportunities there. You know, I think we need to continue. I talked about this track having two grooves, and I think that's a lot of the reason that, you know, it put on a pretty decent show. I think we need to continue to make sure that the cars can, you know, run nose to tail a little bit better. I think that's really the key to, you know, great racing at some of these one group tracks.
All right. Well, Michael and Jonathan, congratulations on the win. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.